Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm deeply grateful you chose to be with me for this September 19th broadcast as we take a look at why do I want to do bad? There is, I get all sorts of emails about people's impulses, and they are deeply impulsed to do things they know they shouldn't be doing, but they do it anyway, like smoking, drinking, doing weed, saying things that they know they shouldn't be saying, doing things they know they shouldn't be doing, so they call it being bad. I looked up the word bad, not the dictionary defines it as not such as to be hoped for or desired, unpleasant or unwelcome, okay? And it can be something that hurts a person personally. Then you have the word evil, and the doing evil, harmful, or tending to do harm. There's a big difference between bad and evil. It's slim, but it's there. I think when people do bad things, they're desperate. When they do evil things, they can be not only desperate, but they're trying to achieve something that is out of the box, gets them maybe some notoriety, is their anger pointed sideways. It can be awful. And it has to do oftentimes with vengeance and the pride of vengeance. And that's what most people are into, the pride of their vengeance. How they like to show other people the power of their hatred instead of the presence of their love, which is totally different. So we're going to be looking at a few questions here. Hopefully we'll get to three, maybe only two. But nevertheless, these are important questions that people have about their lives. The first one comes from Gerald in, let's see, he did tell me, Texas. He says, why do I want to do bad? I enjoy it. And then he goes into the reasons why he does bad, and they were all vengeful. They were all about revenge. Revenge is really hard to ignore in a human being. If you read Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave, you will understand what our behaviors are all about and why we do them the way we do. We are impulse by emotion. We are impulse by the frontal cortex of our brain and all of the chemistry that goes on in the brain. And a lot of this is called up, believe it or not, from my genetic heritage and what I'm all about genetically. And pride is one of them. And in that pride and in that genetic heritage, is the idea of superiority and being superior, better than others. Nothing drives a person to do bad more than that. Trying to be, shall we say, ahead of others, better than. But, taking it a little further, when bad turns to evil, that's when it really gets ugly. And that's when we start doing harmful things to people in the light of showing them that we're not to be fooled with, or that we are more powerful than a locomotive and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. We like to think, well, I'll show you, and then you'll feel bad and I'll feel good. Do you see the parochial mind that is here in this? When I say it like that, do you kind of get how very pathetic that is? There's no need to get revenge for anything we do or anything that's done to us. I've had people do terrible things to me in the course of their vengeance, and even colleagues. And I look at it, and it shows me their motive. and what motivates them, not only in their careers, but in themselves. And you would think my colleagues would have a better, but they don't. So what do you do? Well, I always step aside. I don't fight fire with fire. Hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. You really have to step aside and not be a part of it and end the karmic difficulties for yourself by not reacting, even though you would love to do so. It all boils down to this, and I hope I can get this over to you, Gerald. It has to stop with me. I'm the one that has to stop the craziness, the harmfulness, the evil, the bad, the vengeance, just to let another person be right for themselves and not need to prove anything to them, because it isn't about proving anything to people. It's about love. It is about awakening to love, not about proving to another person that you're more powerful than they are or you're a better person than they are. It is about awakening to love and the meaning, the significance of love. And if you get to that point where love is more important to you than the quote-unquote bad or evil that somebody else does, and maybe somebody did something bad to you, Gerald, but if you turn it into evil, then you escalate the whole situation for yourself and probably for them, and it makes everything even worse. Why do that? Really, why do that? Why not just forgive, walk away? Sometimes you just can't talk to people. You can't reason with them. They don't have a true heart. So they do all the things they do, and they blow up their own life. And, you know, you don't want to see that in anybody's life. Never reduce yourself down to the same means of your enemy. Always rise above your enemy by not taking action upon them. And if you do that, if you can move away from the vengeance factor, you'll see insight is there for you. And freedom from karma, freedom from them, and freedom to awaken. And that's the most important thing, at least for some of us. I know that's not a satisfying answer, but please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Lane, and he does not tell me where he lives. He says, I believe we all have to do bad things to get good things. I've found this in my own life. What do you say to that, Lane? We have to do bad things to do good things. The ends justify the means? Is that what you're saying? No, you know, sometimes I have to do things that look bad in the eyes of other people for the sake of the goodness of my efforts to maybe help another person. You know, it just depends on the situation. There's so many of them. If you are true to your heart, if not your human heart, whenever I say the heart, always know, I mean the authentic heart, never the human heart. If you are true to the authentic heart of you, you will see what you must do, and you will simply do what you must do for the sake of that authenticity. If I'm impulsed to do the things I do out of my human heart, then I will feel gratification for what I'm doing, and I will think in terms of gratification. And that's how I'll know the difference. One is I'm trying to make an effort forward, but if I am thinking in terms of what I will get out of it, and what will be my, shall we say, rightful reward, then it's petty and it's something well, I wouldn't call it good. I wouldn't call it anything but self-serving. This is a very difficult thing for the human being to understand, and most of us don't, because we just don't want to be inconvenienced by anything that keeps us from getting what we want. So there are some things that I have done, many things actually in my life that I've done, that I had to do that were quote unquote bad for me, as it were. Things that had to be denied, things that couldn't be done or couldn't be gotten or whatever. It wasn't important. What was important was the bigger picture. Now, I'm going to say something to you, Lane, and I don't know if you'll get it, but this is really true. I have found for myself that in every sacrifice I have ever made for the sake of not harming another person for their mischief, something dawned in me that was more valuable than whatever it would have been in the form of revenge towards another person. There is some awakening that has happened, some beautiful thing that occurred within me. Nobody else could see it, but I could feel it. I could understand it even. And it spurred me on more and more to do things out of the box. So this is happening at the same time that another person is doing maybe harm to me or trying to do harm. To do good, to do a good thing, really good, sometimes there is sacrifice. And if that is what you are calling bad, then yes, that has to happen in many instances. Otherwise, I don't really know what you're talking about, because to do bad things just to get what you want is not a sacrifice. It is very, very gratifying to most people. So there you are. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. And I got one last one here real quick. Can bad be good? And this is from Vern, and he does not tell me where he lives. Can bad be good? Something bad can happen that can turn into something far greater than what I can imagine. This pandemic we're in, while very bad in the sense of harming people, also was very good and still is for us to have some retrospect and to look at our lives and maybe change them, change the way we operate within ourselves, change the way we do anything and everything to be more kind, maybe more productive, more aware, more sweet. I know some people that just turned sweet during it. They just got to be people who understood the sufferings of others. These are nurses I worked with at hospice, and they just turned sweeter, kinder, more patient. And that's what the situation called for, and that's exactly what they did. And I found it deeply moving. And as we worked together, we found that our relationship in helping other people helped more people. And that's the way something that looks or appears to be bad can turn into something good. You start having some introspection about yourself and about what is changing. The world is changing, and we need to be kinder to one another than we have ever been. And if this pandemic has done that for us, then maybe a part of the planet can change, a part of the people on the planet, I should say. I hope that helps. Please forgive me. Namaste. That's it for today. I want to thank you for listening for the weekend. Have a beautiful weekend. Know you're deeply loved and appreciated by this world, this life. And I'll be back next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.